Walleye aren't welcome. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Walleye in bodies of water in much of the West are non-native and, certainly in Idaho, have a bounty on their head. In certain tagged walleye, an angler can get a $1,000 bounty if they catch and turn in the fish to Fish and Game. Fish and Game official Brian Pearson explains why.
Just to talk a little bit about walleye, they are voracious predators, and in Lake Pend'Oreille, they feed primarily on kokanee in the deeper parts of the lake and yellow perch in the shallower areas. They are a non-native predator. They have been stocked in a very, very limited amount of waters by Fish and Game, but only in waters where we know that they're not going to pose a risk to other popular sport fisheries. And Pend'Oreille right now, biologists are concerned that the walleye population unchecked could threaten the entire fishery, kind of similar to how lake trout did in the 1990s and early 2000s. To address that growing walleye threat, researchers implemented at Fish and Game a two-pronged approach, which is incentivizing angler harvest, which is the program that you're referring to, as well as 3 weeks of netting during spawning season. And the goal of this experimental suppression effort is to keep walleye populations at a level that continues to allow other popular fisheries in the lake, including kokanee and rainbow trout, to be productive and a great resource for our anglers.
And you take this program personally because?
I'm a kokanee snob, so.
That's funny.
Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.